Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we need to turn it around today, boys. Big day. Big fat winners game day coming to you Saturday morning, sitting across from the edge. Y'all be nice to the edge now. I just sent a tweet, man. He gets sensitive when you start to kill him. Come on, man.
Hey,
anyway.
Big games today, boy.
Big games. How about that fiasco? We'll just spend 1 minute on it because I was so high on Satterfield, but when you watch them play last night, that is an undisciplined. Hawkins is legit, but boy, he can't hold on to the ball.
Nope.
I'm just because Satterfield's a defensive coach. Their defense, I mean,
Swiss cheese.
A fake punt. Okay. They scored 21 straight. When Georgia Tech went down with 45 seconds, 75 yards, I said to myself, that's dicey. We got issues. Anyway. Unbelievable start to our week. We've got to turn it around today, though. A lot of big games. We're going to jump right into it. I tell you what, these lines are hopping today. A lot of line moves. And then you say to yourself when you look at them and you say, gosh, how come Florida's dropping? Well, because when you look up, if Texas A&M somehow wins the game, you'll say, huh. And let's not pretend, and shit, it happened again last night. Let's not pretend that dogs everywhere can't be barking again all day today. Because they can. Your thoughts on Florida A&M?
Everybody's on Florida. Everybody loves Florida, and the number's still coming down. So,
you know, weather will not be a factor.
Yeah, and typically the books love that. I mean, if you see a number coming down that's being, you know, and it doesn't make sense, because I know for a fact that Florida's got way more cash on it, way more tickets on it. I mean, I've seen sharps. I've seen the public. Everybody loves Florida, and I'm not saying that it won't cover. I'm just simply saying that at Texas A&M, they have a ton of fans in the stands. Mon could get hot against a Florida defense that's unproven. I mean, Florida hasn't really played anybody that, you know, tells me that they have a real defense this year. I mean, you just assume that Florida has a real defense, but you forget that Mississippi put up 35 on them. South Carolina, who I think is a terrible offense. I think South Carolina is one of the worst offenses in the SEC.
They put up 24 and were leading early on. So
I mean, I guess – I don't know. I would take Florida, I guess. I'm just not as high on that game because Mon could get hot. And I just – you know, now if they shut A&M down, I'll believe a little more in Florida's defense. But I think everybody just assumes that they have a good defense.
Well, like you said, Mississippi – now I believe Mississippi's offense. We'll find out tonight. It doesn't look like the weather's going to be quite as the latest update. They moved the game, Ole Miss, Bama. We'll get into that game in a few minutes. But they moved that game, which, again, they moved it 90 minutes, which I have no idea why. But it doesn't look like the forecast is bad. Now, we're going to find out a lot about Bama's defense tonight if the weather is even halfway decent, because Ole Miss can flat move the ball. They were able to put up 40-some on Kentucky, or 40 or whatever the score was, against the Kentucky defense, who had a lot of people back. And then they were able to put up, like you said, on Florida, like 30-some. So next game on the board, Hooker is back today for Tech. This line, it's like a rock in the lake.
Which I don't understand, because it's already been known that he was starting. It's not like breaking news.
No, I just feel – I kind of feel a lot of people are hammering Tech in this one. I kind of feel like we might have – pulled the trigger just a bit soon on North Carolina. I almost feel like they're a little bit, they could be overrated, but we don't know. But we're going to find out today, because that Tech team's been able to play pretty well with a lot of guys out. They get a lot of guys back today.
Yeah, and they have a stud running back. I mean, so we're going to find out if they're for real. I think I missed the boat on Virginia Tech. If it was the five or five and a half, I mean, yeah.
That game opened at 7 in, you know, opening line early out before, you know how they early lines come out this season. It opened at 7. Last year was like a five overtime game, 44-41. I think Tech got them. Or maybe Carolina won that. I don't remember last year who won. But yeah, it's an enormous game on their side of the division because obviously the winner of this game, aren't both of these teams on, I believe they're on the coastal side, if I don't have it in front of me. But either way, the winner of this game, because at the end of the day, the goal is ACC championship against Clemson. So, but I don't know the exact sides of that conference. But interesting game. Now, that's a noon kickoff, which –
always, I hate noon kick. There's nothing worse than noon kickoffs and large wagers.
Well, large wagers, noon kickoffs, and a lot of big games at noon kickoff day. We got another one right here. Missouri, LSU. This line opens at 20. They flip the script as far as where they're playing. The line, just because they get on a plane or however they got right there, it drops a whole touchdown where they're going to Missouri with no fans probably.
I mean, that's the easiest bet of the day. That is the absolute easiest. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could take Missouri knowing that a few days ago the spread was 21 and now it's 14 for no other reason than a short travel. I mean, I don't understand that.
And you're hammering that to be straight, I believe, on LSU.
I mean, I'm going to look at it more before kickoff, but I don't – it just – how does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't even make sense with fans in the stands and with – this is not a good Missouri team. I mean, they're okay, but again, we don't know how good – we're going to find out a little more about LSU today. I mean, again, last week they bounced back nicely, but that was against, I believe, Vandy.
Yeah.
The first week, I just think week one you can take this year and throw it out. I think there was no.
Yeah, I mean, what I think is if you're going to try to give Roundtree the ball, who's your best player on offense, and think that you're going to beat LSU that way or keep it close, I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm not big on Robinson, so I don't think they have the firepower offensively to stick with LSU.
Now, how about this one? Texas, Oklahoma. The line is creeping up. I mean, to me, it's all. I know it's Texas, Oklahoma, but it's literally a meaningless game from the standpoint of I don't care who wins it. There's no way when I look at Texas, they're a playoff team, and obviously Oklahoma with two losses is toast. The line's creeping up to 3. The total 72.5. Weather looks great. Your thoughts? Hard for me to take Rattler.
Oh, I can't take – I mean, I don't know how you could. How can you take a guy that's only played a few games compared to a guy that's been there for 12 years at Texas? I mean, it's crazy. Ellinger, it's like he's been there my entire gambling career, it feels like. I mean, it's insane how long he's been there. So
now Herman has a dog, too. Herman has a dog?
Juicy.
Lot different than Herman as a favorite.
Everybody's high on these overs the past few years in this game. I'm high on it this year. I mean, both of those defenses are worse than ever.
Yeah, so, 72. You look at a game, you know, these type of games, you look up and you'll have a little struggle going on, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's 24-21 at halftime or early in the third, and you're like, huh. Then you look up again and it's 38-31 with 14 minutes in the game. Guess what? Big
great,
fatty.
Great teaser spot to take the over in Texas.
Yeah, drop that total to about 66, take Texas plus 9, and take your shot.
It will be shocking to me if Oklahoma rolls them because you know, if one team's going to just roll the other, I think it would be Texas.
Yeah, because Oklahoma's defense is so – they're not just bad against the pass.
They're bad at
they're
everything.
Bad at everything. And yeah, I don't know how you get better from last Saturday night where we saw an Iowa State team put up basically 40 on them. I don't know how you get better in 5 days against Texas, but we're going to find out.
Right.
Of course, Texas defense
is – oh, yeah, they're just as bad. But, again,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, I just don't understand how anybody – keep betting on the worst quarterback of two in a game. It's usually
well,
not
the
great.
Thing, the other thing is, and we're guilty of it still because we did it again last night.
Yeah.
I get it. Is we just can't look in our mind. Like this next – we're not going to spend any time on it, but like the Liberty-UL Monroe game, it's dropped 3 points, and you say, well, how can I take UL Monroe plus 17.5?
Can't.
And it's raining. But then you'll look up and you'll see 34-17 and then a 34-21 backdoor, and you're like, huh, I took it in the – ass again today on Liberty. I mean, it's
well, the weather affected last night's loser big time. Hey, they bark it. Hey, God, the weather was barking. Huge in the Louisville game.
Do you hear my first bark? It was a little puppy. Came out wrong. Came out. It was like a damn kitty cat. NC State, Virginia. This line's dropped 2 points. It looks like it could be raining there today. Again, here's another that makes no sense to me. I guess NC State can win that game and cover,
but
if
it's raining, I think that benefits Virginia more. The way their quarterback runs, I mean, I think that would benefit them more. I mean, NC State, their defense is terrible. Virginia, it really been pretty good this year, especially with how they played against Clemson hanging in there. But I know their quarterback can run, so, and I know Leary can't run for NC State. So, you know.
Here's a game I'm going to tell you right now. I heard another guy on it. You're on it too. Texas State. I think it opened up.
What did he like? The other guy, he liked Texas State.
He likes Texas State. Yeah, Texas State was beating. They were beating Boston College. They lost in triple overtime to San Antonio. Spavital there is the coach. A lot of people think he will not be there long because he is a good coach. They run a hurry up offense. Now, Troy looked good in their first game, but they played Middle Tennessee State. I think Texas State, especially if it creeps up to 7.5, could be a live dog today. I don't look at Troy as, first of all, they're not a great pass team. They're a running team. Now, if Texas State can figure out a way to stop the run today, they might win the game outright. But if they can't stop that run, Troy's just going to pound that rock today.
Yeah.
But Vit is having a good year for Texas State. So they got a very, very, very,
I just think they're a solid football team. And I think Troy's shown that they're a terrible team at times.
Well, they got an NFL wide receiver there at Texas State as well. Pittsburgh, Boston College. I'm not going to spend much time on it, but I'm going to tell you what. That's got to be a live dog. It's an ugly game.
That sounds
game,
like an under.
It could be. You like that under. How about this one? Army is playing the Citadel. Literally, they're a poor man's Army, the Citadel, as far as their offenses they run.
This is my opened specialty.
This is your specialty game right here. It's opened up at 29 or 30. I think it's down to 29. Weather's great. It's going to be about 60 degrees at West Point today. Citadel got absolutely hammered last week at home against Eastern Kentucky, gave up 40. I don't know how they stop Army. I'm really good now. I was disappointed in Army last week, and we got completely hooked as the only winner we gave all day, and that was only because they scored a touchdown on
one
the
of
last
the biggest
play
of the hooks of ever.
I was very disappointed in their defense last week. They let Abilene Christian in the second half go up and down the field. Now, they were able to throw the ball, which Citadel does not throw the ball. So, what are your thoughts on this one? The over and under is 47.
My thoughts are this is a huge difference between this year and typical years where, you know, there's usually a lot of these specialty games where, you know, Syracuse is playing Holy Cross and Navy's playing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
not,
I love
not
these
many
games.
This year.
Not no, many not many, year. Not many. So it's like when it comes around, it's like a unicorn, baby, and I love it. And yeah, we did win the Army one last week, but I feel better about this week for Army because Citadel practices just like Army does against the triple option. Well, I know one thing for sure. They're going to both try to control the ball, obviously, and it smells like the greatest under in the history of the world because even if Army rolls their ass, you know, South Florida doesn't practice against a triple option. They still held those bums at the Citadel to only 6 points. I'd be shocked if the Citadel scores more than a touchdown all day. And, you know, I just think they're going to run the ball three times, punt. Army's going to punch the ball down the field, and I just think it's a great tease spot because now, depending on what your book has, you can get Army at 23.5 off of a teaser and add it, you know, to the under, take the under up a little higher. And
so you're thinking under 53.5.
Yep. I'm thinking under 53.5 over 23
Army.
Point. Yeah. Or not over, but you know, lay 23.5 with Army and take Army's team total and take Army straight up and take the under straight up.
somebody putting down a hammer today. How about here's one we won't spend a lot. Tennessee, Georgia. I mean, everyone and their mother now I'm hearing is on Tennessee.
That's all you. Come on now. Don't bullshit. That's all you. Come on now. Give it to me.
We're going to look up. Now, Georgia's defense scares me. There's no – Georgia's offense does not scare me. I'm sorry. And I think Tennessee's – now – Tennessee in their first game, let's be honest, they almost lost. If the guy for South Carolina doesn't fumble the punt, they might have lost to South Carolina. So South Carolina was able to move the ball. Last week, Missouri was able to put up a couple touchdowns, but they were able to move the ball in Missouri. We can't just, again, this is a spot if you're going to take a dog and you can get it at 13. I mean,
why can't you get it at 19 in the under? From what you just said, is it going to go over? If you're not afraid of Georgia's offense, Georgia's got a great defense.
I can see that under.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how it gets over. And if it's going to be an under, then you're probably also going to have the 19 as a winner too. So It's teaser weekend.
It's teaser. It's teaser Saturday. Yeah, I like. I kind of like. I could see Tennessee.
That goes
plus
through
19.
So many key numbers. You're going through 14, 16, 17. I mean, you know, I think there's some value in teasing that, and I really like the under straight up. I wouldn't F with that game in general, other than the under, because even if Georgia houses them, you could see Tennessee really being shut down. So there's a lot of ways that under could hit. If it's going to be a close game, I doubt it's going to be a high-scoring game. And if Georgia rolls their ass, I think Georgia will have, you know, 30 to, you know, 10, something like that.
Right. I got you. I would, yeah, if I was going to play a tease, obviously I would take the points and then bump the total up and go under. UTS, San Antonio, BYU, quarterback for Texas San Antonio is a game-time decision.
I can't mess with that.
You can't mess with it. It's a big number, but I got news for you. This BYU team's for real. You're going to – don't be shocked if that is a final score of 52 to 14.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. I mean, Wilson's been absolutely outstanding, but it's the offensive line.
And defensive line.
I mean, they're so big. It's unbelievable. Wilson's not getting touched. So if you're wondering why he's doing so well this year, it's because he's not getting touched. You know, last year when I made a ton of cash off Utah in the opening game early August when they played BYU, BYU could not stop the pass rush for Utah. Now, BYU hasn't played anybody this year, so I'm interested to see when they actually play a real team. But as far as just my eye test, they've been so impressive on the front line.
Let's get to the night card. We've had a couple games postponed. We got UAB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Postpone. Florida Atlantic, Southern Mississippi postpone. A lot of games. It's funny the way they do these schedules, though. They have four big games that all start at 7:30. I have no idea why they do that. It drives me nuts. Cut one or two other day games real quick, then we'll get to the night card and wrap this puppy. Yeah. Again, I always keep thinking there's going to be 60 games when I'm looking through here. There's just not that many games.
No, but it is going to rain at UNC, right?
Yeah, it's going to rain.
That might be a reason. Va-Tech's got the advantage.
One thing you absolutely, I know I say it every week, but today is more important than ever. Because it happened last night in the Georgia Tech game, if you didn't check the weather, that rain, did it affect the outcome? I don't know if it affected the outcome.
Well, when you have three fumbles, you're fucking right it affected the outcome.
Well, and also he had there was an easy touchdown. Well, they ended up scoring on that drive anyway, but he slipped a couple times. And the point is, you absolutely, under no circumstances, look at the Bear. The Bear's picking Georgia to just hammer Tennessee.
I kind of like
I know all this. Hey, I have not been on fire, so the fact that I picked Tennessee, go on with the Bear and take Georgia. But, you know, that's what's
Tennessee,
so frustrating.
Fraudulent.
Hey, that big
Parlay Post is going to be salty.
Hey, that's what's so frustrating. Look, he also took BC plus the points.
I like that too, though. Pitt. I like that.
Oh,
too.
I definitely like that. Pitt can't score
in game. Yeah,
yeah. Pitt can't score. The funny thing is you take dogs, and then the dog you take gets hammered, and then you take the favorites, and then the dog shows up.
I got another question. Well, I guess we'll go over it soon. Never mind. Go ahead. Just keep rolling.
Real quick.
No, real quick. Let's take our time.
Take the time, boys. He's here. We're here all day. I love these.
I'm clocked in, baby.
How about Kansas State, TCU? You got Kansas State. We don't know. Skylar Thompson, I haven't heard if he's playing yet. I think he was practicing. If the lines, it's moved up a little bit. It's gone from 8.5 to 9.5. Do you know that I think three straight years after TCU has played Texas, it's either three or four straight years, not only have they not covered, they've lost the next week after getting up to play Texas. So they've lost. There's
dropping
a nugget.
Nuggets. I love it.
So be aware in that game that that TCU, for whatever reason, they just don't get up the game after Texas. I have no idea why.
It's so frustrating. You can't find out if he's playing or not.
Well, that's the thing about college football. Oh, what I was getting ready to say, and I might as well say it now because in case I forget at the end. Today, more important than ever, check every game you do that is anywhere in the South, Southeast, even up the coast. Check it and check the night time. If it's a night game, check hour by hour, because I got news for you. You do these games and you're like, well, it looked like it was going to be nice, or I just forgot to check. Forget about it.
Skylar Thompson is in.
He is in. Okay. If he's in.
Put it this way. He's listed as the starter on the depth chart for, you know, the pamphlets they give out or whatever. But that's all. I mean, they're not going to say for sure, I guess, until game.
They just gave the coach a new contract this week. So they're all jazzed up there at K-State.
You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cross it off my list, because it's just, I mean, if you think you know the outcome of that game, you're a liar.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, like I said, I mean, if Thompson's playing and you're going to give me 9 points, if he's even 90% and you're going to give me 9 points with Kansas State, you know, that's a live play, because we've seen TCU is fine, but it's not like, I mean, Texas made more mistakes in that game last week. All right, Clemson, Miami, biggest game of the day, obviously.
Well, biggest game of the year.
Biggest game of the year, definitely. Now,
not even close.
Theory for me here, a lot of people are on Miami in this game. It's up to 15. Weather looks fine. At least for tonight.
Oh, it's raining right now, but yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah.
I think it might clear up tonight. Check the forecast.
Well,
it's raining,
if it rains,
right there,
it benefits Miami.
If it rains, it benefits Miami. I'm almost feeling like in this instance, Clemson has just kind of ho-hummed their way through the year. Because to me, I mean, from what my eyes have seen, there's no way they've looked like the number one team in the country. They just have. They kind of look bored.
There's no way Thompson can be starting for Kansas State when it's at plus 10 right now. So it's just felonious. Yeah. There's no way.
Right. Yeah. He's probably not starting. Now, the backup, Howard, came in against Texas Tech. We're back to Kansas State real quick. The backup, Kansas State, came in, threw for about 180 yards against Texas Tech. Didn't look terrible. He's a true freshman, so the future's bright there.
At Clemson, big game.
Let's go back to Clemson. Big game. 15, your thoughts. This is your team, man.
15, it's my team. I would take.
Okay, yeah. That's it. Enough. That's when you do the hesitation, I don't think anyone that's following the edge and is hoping you have a great day when you say, I would take. Yeah, that's gone. So just forget who you're going to take. Just thoughts on the game. How do you see it playing out? Are you going to be surprised if you look up at the end and it's 45-17 Clemson?
Yeah, I don't think they'll score 45. No.
Okay.
I think
so. You don't see a blowout today. You do not see a blowout.
I don't. Okay. I mean, a blowout. What you just said. I mean, 17-35 is still a blowout. 17-30. You know, something like that. I just think it's going to be tickling right around the number. And I think the under tease with Miami, again, another teaser weekend. I don't care. I got to just be honest. It's a great – at 15, you tease at 6.5. You're getting over 21 now. You can lose by 21. And I think it will go under the 60, you know, 6 or whatever, 65. I mean, I think Miami's going to try to run the ball. I think Clemson's going to try to run the ball a lot too. I think King's just a good quarterback. I think he'll keep it somewhat close.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as high on King as you are. I'm not, but I haven't been super impressed with Clemson. But we're going to be shocked at some outcomes today. I just don't know which ones. Obviously, if I had the crystal ball, then I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys. Because I'd be a bazillionaire on a ship somewhere, on a yacht, like Sir Yacht. I'd be like Sir Yacht. I'd be on the yacht, right? But I just feel like a lot of people are on Miami in this game. It just kind of scares me whenever you go against Clemson, because, again, you just never know. Like, I haven't seen them show up yet, so my picking
is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I mean, it's a great game. Watch. Alabama, Mississippi now. Again, the weather forecast here was supposed to be brutal. Apparently, it has improved. Now, mind you, with Ole Miss, they like to run the ball with Corral. He's 46-60 on the year. He's got about 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. Now, Kentucky couldn't stop him at all. And here's my play on this. I'm going to call this right now. I'm going to say this as my college football total of the year. So right on the show. That's right. If the weather's good. Now, the caveat, I have to do it. I have to do it if the weather's good. So, again, if the weather is not good, I'm off this. But if let's just say it's even a little drizzly, but it's manageable, I'm going to say that it's an absolute lock. L-O-C-K. And I'll get killed. But you know what? I'm used to getting killed on Twitter now. That's why I told people. I don't know if you saw my tweet there this morning. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I said, take it easy. Well, you get sensitive. Hey. You get very upset.
No, it's not even that. It's just
I'm joke, dude. I'm joking. Yeah, I don't
get
you. Don't.
I just like to give it back, and then people get so bitter.
I know. I said it because I was joking. Because years ago, when I got my first, I was new to the business, and people messed with me. I didn't sleep. I got off Twitter. I quit everything. Yeah, it messed with
me. If you're going to come at me, be able to take it. That's all. Like
well,
if you attack me for the teams I like and picking losers, but your profile picks a dog and I ask you if that's your wife in the picture, don't get salty. I'm just joking.
You're just joking. I know, but the point is,
unless your wife is a dog, then maybe.
Come on, man. I got news for you. That's my boy, by the way, so you can't club his wife.
I'm even married. He's so ugly. He ain't married.
Come on, man. Here's the deal. That's my boy. But the funny thing is, and then we'll move on to the games. But
oh, no, I want to break that one down, too.
No, we will. But it's just funny how when you're winning and you're hot, you better know when you get cold. I'm just telling you this. The hate is coming from, and you haven't even gotten, it hasn't even gotten started. Let us have a bad weekend this weekend. Boy, you'll want to hide on Twitter. Anyway, back to Alabama Ole Miss. The 69 for me, if the weather is passable. The defense for Ole Miss could – the Swiss cheese holes in that defense, Swiss – they're the big holes, though. You know how you get the little Swiss cheese holes, get the big holes? It's – they can't stop a nosebleed.
Yep.
I believe Najee Harris will have his way. I believe Bama will score in the 50s all day long. And I believe with Ole Miss, they'll get into the 20s because they've proven they can score. I believe it's a lock to go over if the weather's good. Now, if it starts raining and it's just bad weather, all bets are off and I'm not doing – but if the weather's good – it's my college football total of the year. That's right. Right here today.
If the weather's significant, I think it impacts this game just from a spread perspective more than any game on the board.
Well, both teams will pound the rock, and it'll be a shit show.
Well, you're on to something. If both teams pound a rock, Ole Miss will not score 20 because you're not going to be able to pound the rock against Alabama. And Alabama is going to be able to run it down your throat. So if you're telling me that Ole Miss is going to try to do their run and gun, motion here, flip it there, reverse here, all that nonsense they do that works all the time in the rain.
No question. See, Bama will just line up, and if it's bad weather, Bama will just flat line up, and they'll just bring their stable of backs in.
If you're laying 23, you feel so much better if it's pouring raining.
Of course you do, because they're gonna line up their stable of backs. Harris will be first, and when he gets tired, they have someone. They're gonna have that huge offensive line against the Swiss cheese, and they're gonna just eat the clock.
Yeah.
And they're gonna
and Ole Miss
them.
Will not run for more than
and
three
Ole Miss
and a half
will
yards
not be able
to carry. They're not gonna be able to run.
Ole Miss's offense is very much predicated, like you said, on the flip, reverse, the misdirection, the this, the that, the short passes, the dot, the dot. If the weather's okay, lock of the year goes over. Florida State. Notre Dame.
We
got a play on this one. We know where my play is. I think it's the best from that specific thing. I think that's a good team total myself. But
yeah, I just had a premonition too. By the way, I'm on Clemson. They beat Miami. Beat Florida State and Louisville. I'm out. I'm on Clemson. They haven't beat anybody. Yeah, they put
you're doing
on both those bums. But you know what? I just thought to myself, hold on. Miami hasn't played anybody.
Here's what you have to think about. Exactly. So we saw them against UAB. That was your first play of the year. It was good. And they didn't look great, but they covered. And you're like, okay. And then you realize that that's not a great UAB team. They're okay. And then you watched them against Louisville. And you're like, okay, but Louisville was able to score 30-some on them.
Right.
And you're like, but then you realize, well, wait a minute. Louisville sucks.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay. And then you say, well, wait a minute. They just hammer Florida State. But then you just watch Florida State. They were losing to Jacksonville State in the third quarter.
So
you're like,
how
wait a minute.
Real is
they're
Miami's
horrible.
Defense.
Right. You're going to find out tonight.
Oh, yeah. You're going to find out. And they're probably going to – because I love the fact, too, that everybody's on Miami, too. Because the thing about King is if he gets down double digits or more, all that run game that they like to do is
bye-bye.
Out. Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You will – King, to me – I've watched him enough. King to me is not even close to the quarterback I want. If I'm down 14-17 and I must throw the ball to come back,
he is not
my guy. I'm sorry. Now, maybe he'll torch him tonight. I just don't see it. I've seen him a few times this year just not be that accurate. So I don't love it at all. Notre Dame, Florida State, talk to me.
Notre Dame.
Weather's great. Yeah. 60 degrees.
I love the team total over. I love laying the 20 with Notre Dame. I love teasing at 10 points with a couple unders today. I pretty much think it's the best game on the board almost just because Florida State's not going to be able to stop them, man. And Notre Dame's at home. They have the best offensive line in the country, better than Tennessee. I just think it's a great – I can't believe the number's at 20. I thought it'd be 24, 26, 28, 27, something.
27, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you look up – you better look up – you know, again
– I could see them getting shut out. I mean, I could see Florida State not even scoring 14.
We say that, and then when we look up in the middle of or end of the first quarter and it's 7-3 Florida State, you're just going to take your head and you're going to put it right – you're going to put the whole head through the wall.
Absolute zero chance that happens. I'll bet my children on it. There's no chance. But
how many?
Today.
You got like three or four. How many are you going to put?
Two and a half.
Which one?
Two and a half. Chippy? I need a half a chippy. Chippy. Yeah. I
need- no, don't. You need to keep Chippy. Hey, what about your wife? Put her on.
Oh, she's so – if yeah, take her.
Take her.
If Notre Dame don't pummel them, take her. Notre Dame's going to smash them today.
Take her and then populate it with someone. Make one. Send me one that's going to make some chips. Anyway, I think that's a wrap. The only other game I'm going to touch on real quick, and then we'll wrap it, is everyone's on it, is that Kentucky-Mississippi State game.
Oh, yeah.
Is Kentucky going to go 0-3? I guess they could.
It's just one. It's very similar to like the Kansas State TCU type game. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't, but you're I could not believe my life last week when I'm watching Mississippi State against Arkansas and I see three straight possessions, first and goal inside the 8-yard line. Three, not one, not two, three. They go for it all four. So that's 12 downs inside and they got 0 points against Arkansas.
Oh, my God. You know, Pat McAfee can't pick his nose. He loves Missouri and Miami. I love Clemson and LSU now because he can't pick his nose. So, I mean, now if it was Joey Galloway sitting up there, I'd be like, ooh, I don't know. But it's Pat McAfee. He can't pick his nose.
I know. He's got the hammer out, too. You know what's funny?
Thor's hammer.
I don't think, first of all, I'm starting to get a tingle in my ball sack for Clemson too, because I have not heard one person pick Clemson. But yet the line keeps kind of creeping up a bit and creeping.
Right. And the thing is, you're never getting out coached. Like, you're never going to have a scenario that you see very often where you're like, damn, me and Skippy are sitting on the couch and all we have to do for sure is not let this running quarterback run. And they're letting him run all over. There's no chance Brett Venables is going to let that kid run all over the place. Zero. Zero.
So here's what we have. In the Clemson game, you got the edge. Here's what else you have. You have in the Alabama game, good weather. It's the lock of the year that it goes over. And then you have the Notre Dame game. The edge is going to hammer it. I think we're done, man. You ready to wrap it?
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.